Blog Talk Radio.
Bro, it's Nine Guys.
Tonight, we are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history of professional wrestling for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready? Wrestling fans, are you ready? For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, from the capital city of the United States of America, Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
We had a little technical difficulties. It's so good to be back. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's been months since we did a show. Shout out to all my listeners in the past. For those of you who don't know, this is a hip-hop show. I play music. We talk about a lot of topics. In the past, my account was locked, but I got it back. The gods love me. We got a special co-host tonight. T fucking Real is going to be in the building. He is a local Virginia artist out of Chesapeake, Virginia, originally from Portsmouth, Virginia. He is an author. He is an actor. He is a rapper. Until T Real comes in, let's get into it with some music. Yellow Wolf Cassidy, let's go.
Yeah, look, been a lot of haters call it quits, being with this head rapping shit, been a lot of warnings, but I just been a lot of corners in that whip, swerve to that trigger finger, make that 38 squirt, 51 and 50, bitch, I'm crazy like my net worth. Oh, you stupid, boy, you looking silly, talking shit about the wolf, I knock that fruit up like a noodle. Student, make a pupil educated, dropping LSD and make your pupils dilated, take a breather, the best of y'all ain't fucking with me neither. Born in December, rock a hoodie, bring a heater, too cold, no silver spoon up in the soup bowl, not a cabinet's elaborate, I don't even know how to open up the champagne bottle on the shelf. Shot the King Louis when they told me I should sip. Yep, stay slum, that's a promise. That ain't just an honor to the fallen, it's a homage, no bondage. The Chevrolet is blacker than the onyx on the pinky ring, partner. Don't tell me to be honest, cause I ain't never lied to kick it with you fucking lames. If it ain't the truth, then I don't say a fucking dang. Wood dripping like the handle on the meat cleaver, swinging like a killer to this beat. I'm a beef feeder, pigs too, fuck you, bacon, chicken, fish. Eat that pussy, but I don't eat with no pussy, bitch. Peeling out wheels, smoking like this mic cord. White balls like the inside of a psych ward. Been a lot of haters call it quits. Being with this head rapping shit. Been a lot of warnings, but I just been a lot of corners in that whip.
Been a problem, and I'm cool with all the shooters, cause I've been around them. Black sheep for my gang, good Dennis Robbins. Try to cross, what's the score? I forget about them, I've been on my diamond pinky ring shit to check the kingship. And I tatted up the face so I look distinguished. So my enemies know I ain't hide and get relinquished. Call my 45 to loose lips and love to sing shit. I go real raw, till my lips are like the package sealed off. All that talking on the internet should get you killed off. It's Glock, hit you in the head, it's like a steel bar. I'm the same kid that had the Xanax in a kill jar. Penalize it, count the money twice, overanalyze it. Got the car, ain't just hit a walls, man, I vandalize it. She got it on herself, it look like hair sanitizer. You going broke, homie, I can't advise you. Bitch, I made gold with the dirt that they gave me. Yeah, I'm an old soul who done signed up the baby. And me and Yellow Wolf made this tape so there ain't no debating. Ayy, we the hardest rappers ever came at the Shady. That's an invitation to you imitators.
Make an example out of you, you be a demonstrator. Cause I've been all around the world and never been a hater. Knock your lights out and turn my power on generator. Being a lot of haters, call it quits. Being loud, being with this head, rapping shit. Been a lot of warnings, but I just been a lot of corners in that race. Been a problem, and I'm cool with all the shooters, cause I've been around them. Black sheep, but my gang good, Dennis Robbins. Try to cross, once I start, I forget about them.
Yeah, we are back. That was Yellow Wolf and Casket. Bro, I'm telling you, Yellow Wolf and Casket been making some dope, dope music. If you don't know who Yellow Wolf was or is, he was signed to Shady Records. Now he's doing his own thing, whole Slum American movement. Casket is an underground artist from Orlando, Florida, I believe. And it's T-Real here. T, can you hear me?
Can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, bro.
What's up, my guy? T-Real is in the building. This is Monday night mayhem. Bro, it's not God. T-Real, thank you for joining us. So let's get right into it, man. I recently seen that you had your song Survival on the radio.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey. All right, so how did you go about getting that song on the radio, and tell everybody where you from and how you got your song on the radio, and how did you feel when you heard your song playing on the radio for the first time?
I got the song played on the radio because I knew somebody that was friends with the 103 Jams DJ Jack of Spades. I knew somebody that was personally friends with him, and I submitted my song, and they liked the quality of my song, so they played it on the radio. So, and I'm from the Tidewater area of Virginia, and I felt very great hearing my song played on the radio. I'm going to continue to push it.
I heard that, man. I always like to throw some shine on the local artists in Virginia. You know, me being originally from the Tidewater area, now I'm living in the Valley. Virginia has always had a position in hip hop. We brought y'all Missy, Timberland, Pharrell, the Neptunes, who else?
Clips.
Who else? Just so much more. Chris Brown, Trey Songz, some athletes.
Yep.
We're talking Michael Vick, Allen Iverson. Virginia has a big, big impact in hip hop. And some people say it could have been the next Atlanta. With that being said, T, do you think that it's necessary for artists to move out of Virginia to make it? Or do you think staying in Virginia, building their fan base up at home is the way to go?
Well, it depends. If you got connections in Virginia, then there's no need to move out. But, I mean, if you feel or if you see that, you know, that, you know, connections are better elsewhere, then why not branch out or move out?
I feel you on that, man. Even back when I was doing music, it almost felt like if you wasn't in the circle, you didn't reap the benefits of the circle, and like everybody was for themselves. Like Atlanta, they band together, or they used to band together, and they had a lot of brotherhood and camaraderie within the underground music scene, and that's kind of what helped them out. And I just want to give a shout out 1 second to RJ Struthern. Hit me up with a song request and I'll try to get that on. So this show we doing so a little bit something different. I'm gonna play a song from a motion picture soundtrack. It's going to be called Movie Reel Moments. And also we have a throwback song that we dig in the crates. And then we play a song from the new school artist, a new school artist. And we play a song from an old school artist. I already said that. And we have a highlighted song of the night. That's going to be the highlighted song of the night. A song that is handpicked by me. So Hey, T, how do you feel about the state of hip-hop right now?
Feel that you know, it's like, it's not like whack, but I just feel that that it needs to be more recognition going around for the pioneers that led the way, because a lot of these new artists, they don't understand or they don't want to give credit, and they want to, you know what I'm saying, take all the credits and remain number one, but they forget where they come from. So I feel it needs to be more recognition that's given or whatever, because it's still, I don't believe hip-hop is completely dead. There's still some real rappers, MCs out there. You know, you got, I say MCs because you got a bunch of rappers, but you don't have right. that many MCs that's recognized. You know, an MC, what does MC stand for? Master of all ceremonies. So if you're an MC, you can come back anytime, go anywhere, rock a crowd, and make a hit. That's what a true MC does. So, you
Talk
know, I just
him.
Feel like it needs to be more recognition for the MCs.
Talk to them. So I feel like, you know, with mumble rap coming into the picture and, you know, even drill rap, but drill rap, I mean, they tell stories of their life, but a lot of these new artists are missing the lyrics and follow trends. I was guilty of that too when I was making music. I tried to follow trends and everything, and that's not always the best thing to do. You know what I'm saying? I think, I mean, it's some dope spitters. I mean, J. Cole's dope. You got a lot of people that stay true to themselves. Griselda, it's a lot of people that spit, Kendrick Lamar. I mean, then you got a lot of washed up bullshit too. But right now we're going to get into T-Real's track called Survival. What inspired this track? Just before we play the track, what inspired the track and what was your mindset when you was writing this track?
Because I was pretty much struggling, man, going through a struggle, trying to get what I need and having obstacles done, you know what I'm saying? So I felt like, you know, I need to get in survival mode, you know, to, you know what I'm saying, to let people know that, you know, survival, that's what it should be about. Don't give up, you know what I'm saying? It's a fight, and we got to defeat the devil, defeat the obstacles.
Word. All right, and I was talking earlier, and you said some people say you sound like Ice Cube, and I said, man, that's a compliment. You know what I'm saying? Ice Cube is a legend. So T-Real, he incorporates old school hip hop into his sound, and that's what makes sets him apart from the people out today. We're gonna get into this song T-Real Survival. He's from Portsmouth, Virginia. And then we're going to talk about your acting and your book. Let's get into it. T-Real, Survival.
Yeah, ain't a real if you don't let you check.
Yeah. T-Real. SK is Cheesetown. Come on.
It's all about survival. I've been down dog road. I'm thinking for the streets and don't abuse the code. Only God get us through when no one cares. His heaven doors open, just walk up the stairs. It's all about survival, I've been down dark roads. I'm thankful for the streets, and don't abuse the code. Only God get us through when no one cares. His heaven doors open, just walk up the stairs.
I've been looking for a haven for peace. It won't be long for my strength decrease.
No.
My life's been like a roller coaster going up and down.
Yep.
I conceal my pain, I don't let them see me frown.
No.
I may suffer at times and I manage to get by. I use my time wisely as it flies by.
Yep.
What I've been through taught me to be grateful. The devil's a dream killer, therefore I'm not debatable.
No.
But trying hard, I seem to get nowhere. I start thinking that life's not fair.
No.
That's why I risk chances when doing the gamble. That paper won't come fast, but I gotta scramble. There ain't no handouts this day and time, but God made me potential to just spit and rhyme.
Thanks.
So I accept it, cherish it, and use it. Just because I'm in the darkness don't mean I'm gonna abuse it. It's all about survival, I've been down dark roads. I'm thankful for the streets, and don't abuse the codes. Only God get us through when no one cares.
His heaven door is open, just walk up the stairs.
It's all about survival, I've been down dark roads. I'm thankful for the streets, and don't abuse the code. Only God get us through and no one cares. His heaven door is open, just walk up the stairs.
As I proceed, help me to conquer fears. You may not say what I want, but I know I gotta hear it.
Yes.
You giving me paths on which I can choose. So I'm gonna show you that I'm not gonna lose.
Yes.
I use my head, I got common sense. I learn from mistakes, the pain is so intense.
Yes.
When I feel like collapsing, I look in the sky. You give me the strength so I can fly. Angels with my hunger when I keep trying. They know I'm truthful, ain't no sense in lying.
No.
The road I've been down is full of deadly snakes. I avoided their poison by doing slick shakes. It wasn't easy, God put me through that test. There were serpents, but I didn't fall in the nest. I used my endurance, and I did my best.
Yes.
Since I escaped it, I know I can handle stress.
It's all about survival, I've been down dark roads. I'm thankful for the streets, and don't abuse the code. Only God get us through when no one cares. His heaven door is open, just walk up the stairs. It's all about survival, I've been down dark roads. I'm thankful for the streets, and don't abuse the code. Only God get us through when no one cares. His heaven door is open, just walk up the stairs.
Real survival, that joint, man, got a lot of old school flavor to it, and you spit in a dope message. It's all about survival. You never know when something can be taken away from you. I was just laid off from my job, bro, out of the blue. And it was like everything I have worked hard for was just taken away from me. But when one door closes, another door opens. Let's talk about your book. What's the name of your book?
The name of my book is The Love That Caused the Heart of Fury.
The Love That Caused the Heart of Fury.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that name?
I came up with the name because, when people in love and when they feeling jealous, you know, dangerous things can happen when people catch feelings. So, you know, I can relate to, you know, how some people react and the things that happen in life. So I wrote about, you know, a love story about what people do for love, how they can act when they're in love.
Now, you uploaded that through Amazon?
Yeah.
At first it was with a
traditional publisher, but that publisher is no longer in service. So I uploaded it and published it on Amazon KDP.
One thing I like about you, and I want to give you your flowers, is that you're passionate about a lot of things and you pursue a lot of things. You're out here doing it. You have a book. You are an actor. You've been in plays. You've been in short movies. You're a rapper. And I want to applaud you for that. A lot of people take that for granted, even me. You know, staying consistent is the key. Is there another book? Is there a sequel to that one, or?
It's a spinoff coming to it on that one. It's a spinoff that's coming. So I'm, you know, making progress with that, you know, when I can.
People find that book?
On Amazon. Yeah. They type in, you know, Cause the Heart of Fury on Amazon. It's there for sale in ebook and paperback format.
Hell yeah. T-Real has been on the show before. He is a long lifetime guest and co-host and show support. We support each other. Let's get into our next song. This song right here is Lil Uzi Vert. It's called Nakamura. He sampled the wrestler, Sensei Nakamura, his entrance music. Let's go.
I'm too focused when it comes to the cash flow.
Yeah.
Lost my mind, where's on my last hope?
Take this for my last roll. Making sure this time that I got that dark quote. Now I'm back on.
Whoa.
and they said I wouldn't be back on. I had to toughen up and gave myself a backbone. Back a fucking mask on. I'ma go hard this time, I'ma cry strong. I'm like, oh God, this time I'ma fall God. Last year I was way too friendly, now don't know ya. They said I talk too much, but I thought I told ya. Actions speak louder than words, this time yeah I showed ya.
Nakamura, that boy has too much money and too much time on his hands. He had a whole diamond in his forehead. That is crazy. Hey, I want to ask you a question. How do you feel about the Illuminati, bro? Do you feel like the new Illuminati is real? In the music,
I mean,
and around the world, like, do you feel like they control the world?
Yeah, kind of. They be grabbing a lot of celebrities and rappers and having them join their organization.
Yeah, they do got power, but that's crazy, bro. You see all the, I watched this video the other day. They were showing how, like, they do satanic rituals on stage and all this crazy shit, and they basically sell their soul to get famous. That's crazy, bro. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy. I wanted to ask you, who coming up, like, what was some artists that, like, inspired you?
DMX, Ice Cube, Nas.
Mm.
Yeah, a lot of them inspired me, man. Inspired me.
I feel you on that. Definitely all legends. Definitely all legends. What is T-Real listening to right now? What is T-Real listening to right now?
I listen to, like, some of the new rappers, but I'm mainly, like, old school. Like, I love Nas. You know, DMX, God Bless the Dead, you know, he's going to always be my favorite rapper. But, you know, I love Nas and Ice Cube and 50 Cent, you know, people of that, you know, type.
Yeah, I feel you. I like some of the new school people now, but I like a lot of the old stuff. I was just looking at, are you into crypto at all? Are you, like, hit with
yeah,
crypto?
Yeah, I
kind of want
to get into it, but I heard that the market is down right now.
Yeah, it definitely is down, man. Pretty soon we're not going to have, I heard they're taking away coins. We ain't going to have no fucking coins. It's all going to be digital. I think the world's fucking crazy right now, bro. The world is fucking crazy. That's for damn sure. I just bought some crypto today. Shout out my boy who put me on. Let's get into this throwback track. This is requested by my boy JT Southern. It is Onyx Slam.
Okay.
You know how we do, we play the hottest music and we have the hottest conversations. About your acting, how many plays have you been in or movies have you been in so far?
Let me see. Movies, I've been in feature films, which are longer, and I've been in short films. All together, let me see. One, two, three, four, five. I've been in like over 15 films so far, and I did three stage plays so far.
Oh wow, you've been working, man. You've been working. How long does it take you to like learn a script?
On average, anywhere up to probably like 2 weeks if I really study it.
Oh wow. That's dope, man.
Yeah.
I could probably do some movies, man. Do you like got to audition for these parts or?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
That's
sometimes
crazy,
you can
man.
Have the looks for something. You know what I'm saying? You can have the looks for something sometimes and, you know, you get the role. But sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I also wrote my own film, man. It's the matter of me raising the funds to do it. But, like, I wrote my own short film probably like a year and a half ago. Got it copywritten and all.
Damn, congratulations on that, man. Shout out to my boy T-Real. He's wrote his own movie. He has a new album coming out. The new album is called A Deadly Craving.
The Deadly Craving. Yeah, that's the new album.
What was your mindset in writing this album, man? Why did you call it The Deadly Craving?
Because I feel, you know, because I'm hungry, I got a lot of hunger in me, and I'm willing to go hard.
I heard that. You know what's crazy is that now we have so much access to the internet and so much, like back in the day, we could just hand out CDs out of the trunk of our car. We used to do open mics and all this shit. And now these artists do not have to do that. They can push a button. Their music is uploaded to the world within a matter of fucking minutes. And it blows my mind how easy the access they have to the internet now. And it's just flooded with so much music. You know, people send me new music all the time. My boy Chris sent me new music all the time with people I'd never heard before. Shout out to my boy Chris. He might be on the show too. Want to give you a shout out. You know what it is. If you could give anything, a tip or anything to the up and coming artists, what would you say to help them?
I would say never give up. You know what I'm saying? Like, have, you know, always, of course, have a backup plan. Don't let music be your only income. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, depending on, you know, who you're dealing with in the music business, they could be shady and stuff. So the money isn't always what it seems to be. So always have like a backup plan or another source of income to live off of. Don't let music be like your main thing. You know, have a different thing you like to do also.
That's good advice. Good advice for the upcoming artists. We probably won't have enough time to play the song from the motion picture. But let's get into this highlighted track. This right here, before we close out, we're going to play this. This track right here is from West Side Gun album, Griselda. Stove God Cooks. It's called Kitchen Lights. And the album is called Pray For Me. If you haven't heard this album, it is the dopest album out now. Let's get into it. This is The Spotlight, West Side Gun.
Hey yo.
You ever had to watch your moms get beat? Roaches crawl a crack pipe on the bathroom sink. You need a big out of speakers. Gold frame on a black Jesus, eating real government cheeses. Bottega weed suit, 23,000. Want to a visit? Have my name ringing through the mountains. Stove and Tupperware. Chrome hard tips to the showers. Must have virgin forces on the wreck yard. CO threw up in the tower. Then cook. That's when shit got sour. Total. If you snip powder, don't sell powder. Louis V patchwork. About 50 for the shirt. About 50 for the pants. Made the Pyrex dance, love. Gas stove, romance, love out the Waldorf. Gave 100 to the doorman. Come, they got sold in. The Dolce Roadmaster stove. The Dolce stove matched the refrigerator. The super fly car let me reinnovate it. Air holes on the tech, don't get humiliated. With light, three chains, five tennis bracelets. We old school, got them bagging with they titties hanging.
Kitchen lights,
kitchen lights,
kitchen lights.
Them bricks shine different under them kitchen lights. That money look bluer under them kitchen lights. Never seen a richer meal under kitchen lights. We don't lease, we buy the whole thing. I ain't selling nothing but the whole thing.
kitchen light. Kitchen light. You ever had to watch the work disappear? Water turn from foggy to clear, you just stand there and stare. Second the fear of God's wet, she gon' air shit. Tell them niggas they can't mirror this. Everything I whip is like my wrist is. Way ahead of its time, food for thought. And the dishes like Pete Maravich is. God of the kitchen, they should've listened. They couldn't see my vision. I had Chanel dreams and Yale wishes. I had a Dodge Durango with 7 bricks in the car seat like an infant. I'm a cook indefinite, I'm heaven sent. Shit get dirtier than Bill Lambert with the Pistons. I dropped a tear for my dog, they gave him 20. When he touched back down, his baby gon' be 20. Hold your hand, we gon' build a bassinet out of hundreds. He said as funky as a nigga from my town that owe me money. For an ounce I threw him back when they was doing the Dougie. They can't stop me, can't take this from me. The ones praying that I fall, the ones that say they love me. That's how it goes. We had 100 bricks on the couch, it felt so good I wanted to die there. So many kilos piled up, I could've climbed here. I'm into this level we at, feel the allure. I'm talking to a nigga that counted a 500,000 cash with cocaine under his fingernails before. The plug told me it moved faster when you take your time. I ain't understand them then, but it all made sense in due time. 9-hour Paris flight reminiscing on life.
Kitchen light.
And my jersey in the kitchen light.
Kitchen light.
Kitchen light. Them bricks shine different under them kitchen lights.
Kitchen
that money looks bluer under them kitchen lights. Never seen a richer meal under kitchen lights. We don't lease, we buy the whole thing. I ain't selling nothing but the whole thing. Kitchen light. Kitchen light.
Bro, that was West Side Gun, Kitchen Light, Stove Cook, Stove God Cooks, Pray For Me, the album, Griselda. So to close out, man, I feel like this show should be longer. I normally go like an hour long at the least. This is our first show back. We did 45 minutes. Anything else you want to leave on the table for the people, T? Anything else?
You know, I was just gonna say, you know, if there's a passion that you have, pursue it. You only got one life to live. You don't know, you know, how long you're gonna be here. You could just pray you be here long enough to do those passions that you have or passion. But you know, just do it. Don't be disencouraged by people, you know, who feel because they would do certain things a certain way that you should do them a certain way and think like them. A lot of people tell you don't do something because they don't feel they could do it. So, you know, they don't feel you could do it. But, you know, surround yourself with people who's going to encourage you and who supports you authentically. So, you know, just you know, if you want to do something, pursue it. Don't let nothing stop you. So that's all I
always
say about that.
I always say that passion, through passion, you will find purpose, right? And your passion will soon equal profit. Whatever you're passionate about, it will soon equal profit. Somebody will see it and somebody will catch on. And as long as you're being consistent and, you know, you keep the momentum and motivation going, eventually somebody will see your talent. And if y'all don't get nothing from me tonight, get that. Passion, you will find purpose, and passion will one day equal profit. Bars. T-Real, man, you're always welcome to come back on the show, Lone Wolf Radio. I do want to plug in my Cash App, Forever Sanchez. Cash App me if you want to donate to the show. All profits go back into the show. We can bring you some more dope shows, and we're going to have many more guests on the show. Shout out to all my listeners overseas and in the States. I just can't believe, man, this man is an author, actor, and a rapper, man. Shout out to T-Rail, man. You don't find
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
You, for real, you don't find a lot of people who is this accomplished in everyday life, man. And I always want to give people their flowers when they deserve it. Where can people find, like, your social media platforms? You want to shout out of that?
Yeah, you can hit me. They can find me on Instagram at RealVenomBar757. They can hit me up on Twitter at TReal757.
Okay.
Those are it for so far. So far,
and you do have a label, right? Real Venom, I think, right?
Yeah, Real Venom Entertainment. Well, I got that. I got a trademark on that. I'm the owner, but I'm working on, you know, making an expansion. You know, it's down right now, but I'm working on eventually having my own building and my own multimedia company. But that's gonna be the name, Real Venom Entertainment.
T-Real is making moves. All right, I'm going to ask you a question, a couple questions before we close out. You give me your answers. All right. So we got Nike or Reebok?
Nike. All
right. Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
Ooh, Michael Jordan.
Jay-Z or Nas?
Nas.
Alright. Or chicken?
Well, it depends on what type of chicken. I love fried chicken, but I would say chicken, but I mainly like fried chicken. I prefer steak.
Alright. E-40 or Dr. Dre?
Dr. Dre. All
right. Pharrell or Timberland?
Woo, that's a hard one. I like Pharrell better.
All right. Last question. Denzel or Will Smith?
Denzel.
All right, man. I appreciate you being on the show. Anytime you want to get back up here, just let me know. Also, if you want to be a guest on the show, hit me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at HBK9God, and we can get you on the show. All local artists, send your songs to me. Send your songs to ForeverSanchez@gmail.com or Under One Roof, WON. roof@yahoo.com, and we can get that on. I'm open to playing all underground artists. Next show is probably going to be, I don't know, a couple days, probably go an hour long. Feels good to be back in the internet world. The hottest 45 minutes on the net. HBK9God. I am the culture. I am hip-hop. You find another up-and-coming underground radio show that's doper than mine, you let me know. We can have a versus. I do this shit. T-Real, I appreciate my brothers. Always a pleasure. I just want to say one thing to you. When the new album drops, we will put it on the show. Anytime you come out with anything new, we will have you on the show. Cash App me, Forever Sanchez. It's been a pleasure. Y'all have a good night. Salute to everybody in the Wolf Pack, all my listeners. Good night.
All right. Good night.